To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo comes from our friends who are traveling in Florida and just seems to be the perfect follow-up to yesterday's palm line pathway to the beach. Although I'm almost sure that this beach is not what lies at the end of the path we saw yesterday, I can easily imagine it is, and that my friend was rewarded with this heavenly view over the ocean for being bold enough to go down it. So Friday's pathway has brought us here to Saturday, and now we can rest and bask in what God has brought us to. So what will your Saturday be like? The beauty of our free will is that we can make of it whatever we like. We can use it to perform some tasks that need our attention. We can go out and seek new things, or we can simply use it to rest. Whatever you choose, I hope you accomplish what you intend, but also hope that you are met with a pleasant surprise or two along the way. As always, I encourage you to invite God in your experience by thanking Him for what He brings to you to, or for asking Him for His strength to get you through it. He is there for us in good times and bad, and somehow when He is with us, it's always better, no matter what we face. Today's morning meditation verse is Isaiah 9:6 from the New King James Version. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Today's verse from the Old Testament prophesies the coming of the Messiah and is often presented at churches during the Christmas season to declare the coming of Jesus Christ, our newborn King. This prophecy was made about 700 years before the birth of Christ. The sheer magnitude of the Old Testament prophecies that are fulfilled in Jesus Christ should be compelling enough for any skeptic to believe that Jesus is the Messiah. If anyone has doubts, I invite them to watch Lee Strobel's documentary, The Case for Christ, on YouTube. I share the link today on mtforchrist.org. Strobel's story and the evidence he presents further convinced me of the fact that Jesus was the Messiah and that the Bible was indeed the inerrant Word of God when I was a new Christian. Our faith in Christ is not to be accepted blindly. Our faith is supposed to be based on the truth of who Christ is. Our faith can be simple, but I assure you, there is nothing simple about the Word of God. The definition of a paradox is a seemingly absurd or self-contradictory statement or proposition that, when investigated or explained, may prove to be well-founded or true. There are many paradoxes in the Word that can confound us. Some point to these confounding differences in the Bible as contradictions, but honestly, there are no contradictions in the Word that can't be understood with a proper study and understanding of Christian theology. Today's verse could be considered a contradicting verse in that it posits that this child that is to be born is not only a son, but also a mighty God and everlasting Father. How can this be? The doctrine of the Trinity explains it. God is three in one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Nicene Creed proclaims this truth and says of Jesus that He is the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. So Jesus is God of God. And in case you missed it, the Creed repeats it by saying He is very God of very God. Jesus is not only the Son of God, but also God the Son. That's all I'll say about that. The Trinity is a mystery, and better theological scholars than me have wandered into heresy trying to explain it. But I do accept the doctrine of the Trinity, not from blind faith, but because the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit appear throughout the Bible. They even show up all together at once at the baptism of Jesus. Today's verse also refers to the child to be born as being known as Counselor. Honestly, I haven't heard too many pastors expound on this point when this verse is brought out at Christmas time, but as a Christian counselor, I feel compelled to. The term counselor indicates that there is a living relationship to have with this child to be born. And as we know, he has been born. it indicates that he cares about us and is present and available to us and is wise and trustworthy. So ask the counselor about your life and what you should do. Tell the counselor about your problems and don't feel hesitant to express your emotions. The counselor is in, and unlike Peanut's Lucy Van Pelt's psychiatric help, it won't cost you 5 cents. The counselor's advice is freely given when it is sought, and it comes from the original source of love. I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we're sharing from Dr. June Hunt's Anger Facing the Fire Within, and today it's how to resolve your anger toward God. So if you have issues with your Heavenly Father, go there and check it out. It's mtforchrist.org. I also encourage you to subscribe to our podcast. If you're hearing this, you probably are. It's MT for Christ 24/7. It's on Apple, Google Podcast, and podbean.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend.